From NPR News in Washington, I'm Chief Stevens. Defense Secretary Robert Gates is proposing a $553 billion Pentagon budget for next year. The proposal calls for a 3% increase in spending over this year and delays any major cutbacks.
This plan represents, in my view, the minimum level of defense spending that is necessary, given the complex an unpredictable array of security challenges the United States faces around the globe.
Gates says his plan calls for $78 billion in Pentagon cuts starting in 2013. Any troop cuts would occur a year later when the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq are expected to be winding down. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner is urging Congress to raise the government's debt limit. And as NPR's Giles Snyder reports, Geithner says a failure to do so could threaten American jobs.
Geithner makes that warning in a letter he's written to congressional leaders. He says the government could hit the $14.3 trillion debt ceiling as soon as this spring. Geithner wants Congress to act before then so the U.S. won't default on its obligations for the first time ever. While House Speaker John Boehner says the issue cannot be ignored, the government simply can't keep spending.
If the House is going to move an increase in the debt limit, I think we have a responsibility to cut spending and to make changes in the process by which we spend the American people's money.
The new Republican majority in the House has made it clear that getting government spending under control is a top priority. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
A new study concludes that the natural gas from BP's blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico apparently has been eaten by bacteria. NPR's Richard Harris reports that nearly 200,000 tons of methane was leaked during the massive BP oil disaster.
Shortly after the BP blowout, scientists found a huge volume of natural gas deep under the sea. In fact, about a third of the fossil fuels from the Macondo well came out as natural gas. Scientists were trying to figure out what the environmental impact of this would be, but when researchers from Texas A&M and UC Santa Barbara returned to study it at the end of the summer and early in the fall, they say the gas was all gone. And in Science magazine, they report that they have evidence of a huge bloom of bacteria that eats methane. So they conclude that the natural gas was gobbled up in just 120 days and so does not pose a danger to ecosystems in the Gulf. Other scientists say the result is reassuring, though they say it's also possible that the methane simply diffused throughout the Gulf of Mexico and may still be out there in low concentrations. Richard Harris, NPR News.
A winter storm watch is in effect for parts of the Northeast, including New York City. Mayor Michael Bloomberg is deploying street crews equipped with GPS devices and video cameras. He hopes to avoid a repeat of the poor city response to the blizzard that crippled the city 2 weeks ago. Asian shares are higher as investors cautiously anticipate Friday's U.S. jobs report. Shares are up 20 points in Hong Kong, up 2 points in Tokyo. This is NPR News. MoveOn.org is criticizing President Obama's choice of William Daley to become White House Chief of Staff. The liberal political action group cites what it calls Daley's close ties to big banks and big business. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce is praising the nomination. Daley served as U.S. Commerce Secretary during the Clinton administration. At least 400 people are trapped aboard ships in Russia's Far East. And as NPR's Jessica Gallagher reports from Moscow, the passengers are aboard three vessels, some of which have been stuck since New Year's Eve.
Many of the crews have been trapped for days in nearly 6.5 feet of thick ice. Russia dispatched a third icebreaker to the Sea of Okhotsk to help try and rescue the vessels after a second icebreaker became stuck. The first icebreaker appears to be several miles from its intended target. Officials say howling storms, heavy winds, and thick snow are hampering the rescue efforts near the Kamchatka Peninsula. Russian news agencies claim that there are sufficient supplies on board all of the ships and that there is no immediate threat of danger. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Gallagher in Moscow.
A former Laotian general who led thousands of Hmong rebels during the Vietnam War has died in Fresno, California. Vang Pao was 81. His military career began when he was a teenager. He fought against the Japanese who were trying to take over Laos and aided the French war against North Vietnam. Vang Pao immigrated to the U.S. in 1975 after the communists seized power in Laos and is revered among Hmong refugees. He was among a group of Hmong leaders indicted in 2007 on charges of plotting to kill communist officials in his native country. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News. From Washington.